Moonbase Theta out, a Monkey Man Productions podcast.
Season 4, Episode 20, Epilogue.
And before we end tonight's broadcast, as announced earlier, I am now acting station manager for Planetwide Media, and I'm bringing you the following editorial statement. 3 months ago today, a transmission from Moonbase Theta revealed the existence of life beyond our planet. This discovery was made due to the mandate of the combined corporate Moonbase program through the use of our facilities and by personnel under contract with the CCMP. It has always been our purpose to prepare the species for interstellar partnerships. It is unfortunate that such a momentous discovery happened during a time of unrest and miscommunication between ourselves and certain factions on the moon. Communications have continued to be an issue as these factions have used artificial intelligence, banned among all corporate entities, to sabotage the satellite network and segregate the public from direct access to a greater extraterrestrial society. We cannot yet know what benefits, what gifts that society might share. Each one of you deserves a part in those benefits. You deserve a place in that greater society. We have heard your call for that place in your petitions, your demonstrations, and we continue to negotiate with these lunar rebels in an attempt to bring you full access to the bounty of the universe. While those negotiations continue, the current security restrictions on movement, cash flow, and communication must be maintained. Only hardline comms and media units are to be trusted. Pocket casts and unlicensed Cortex apps are banned altogether until further notice. Noted in particular under the ban is Pocket Cast series The Bellwether, hosted by former Planetwide Media personality Barnett Bell. The Bellwether remains available for download or streaming, both currently restricted through a number of underground apps. As per corporate guidelines, do not seek out these apps through any wireless database. Do not gain root access to your Cortex storage and install. And if installed, do not access The Bellwether, spelled B-E-L-L-W-E.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
The most important thing is food. We've been lucky, there haven't been many injuries. So the medical bots are still stocked. If you could talk to the kitchen.
I can do that. I've been helping there a lot. Oh, hi.
Elena, finally your hair.
I promised. Look at the Camellia sasanqua.
We planted those when I first got here. I'll go check in with the kitchen.
Thank you, Cyril. Sit here, Elena. These benches have the best view.
It's all lovely. I'm sorry it's taken so long.
We've been busy. I can't believe it's been months.
I think Nemma's still in shock. But they've got a pretty solid foothold.
They must, or it wouldn't be... Girls. Girls now, one at a time.
Make sure they tell you about dropping their piggy in a drainage ditch.
Oh, you didn't go in after it.
Nemma.
They owe the revolution a new pair of boots.
Girls, go tell Nemma you're sorry.
They're not sorry. But it's okay.
I found a hose in the irrigation shed. Hey, Ilya. Elena. Here, stick your feet out.
I can do it.
Stick your feet out. This is a nice spot. I didn't have much time to look around when I first came through.
Girls, let's sit down.
That should do it. I'll take the hose back later. Move over. Yeah, this is all pretty sweet.
Nessa would love it. It reminds me of the garden where we... Anyway, we won't be here for long.
You're right about that. I trust Rayan, but...
We were surprised you came at all.
The support of the NAC has been important. That relationship... Cass, Paul... All right, one treat each.
The riders were close enough to retrieve the landing unit. We were lucky.
But the cargo was a dud. I thought they were sending the genetic archives.
Nemma, Anang, welcome back. Hello, Ilio, Elena.
There's been another rocket landing.
More of a splashing. They picked it up 50 clicks out at sea.
Was everyone okay?
Seems like it. The crew all kept on to other locations.
It's a good time to travel, while the Megas are pretending to play nicely.
They're barely pretending in Jerusalem. If Naif loses any ground while I'm gone...
He'll charm their drones right out of the sky. Right, Ilya?
Anang!
I'm glad you all came. It's good to have everyone together.
I'm glad to be here, too.
It is a beautiful garden.
Hey, that reminds me. I found something that I think belongs here. Someone from another space agency sent this when Ablau Hamza was still a working facility. I found it. Sitting in stasis. This is a seed to grow a moon tree. From way back when NASA did the Apollo missions.
They took hundreds of seeds in Apollo 14 from a bunch of different species for 34 orbits around the moon.
Moon trees have been planted all over the world. I'm not sure which species this is.
Plotinus occidentalis.
But I thought this was the place where it should grow.
It is. I know just the spot. Here, help me up, I'll show you. Come on, everyone. You'll like it. There are other trees there already.
I can't wait to see.
Come on, Cass and Paul. I know you'll want to see the trees.
We've discussed using my tardigrades as bioindicators as we move towards full sustainability. And of course, you know the results of my current experiments.
Those results have excited our scientists, who are interested in sharing ideas regarding specific proteins.
But they have these ideas because tardigrades, and not just similar creatures, but biologically related species...
exist across planets multiple within our network.
Are we talking about panspermia or convergent evolution? This could change everything.
I'm not sure how many more ideas that could change everything we can take at the moment.
I'm a little jealous, Dr. Ray.
I've got plenty on my metaphorical plate, at least until your delegation departs for the great unknown.
Not mine. At least not this trip. I have people and one very needy cat waiting back on Earth. But you're going, aren't you, Jules?
Dr. Serrano, I couldn't let Edwin leave without me. And imagine the publication opportunities when we return.
To whom are you entrusting your test subjects?
Chris will make sure they're properly cared for. They're staying here. I don't understand why.
Someone mentioned my name?
Dr. Ray was inquiring about the safety of my hedgehogs.
It's all under control. I'm taking over several experiments, as well as coordinating with Jackson on the plan. Maybe eventually I'll see the universe, but other folks deserve to go first. If you'll excuse me.
Where is Jackson? Those crepes last night were incredible.
At the moment, he's up above.
Like I'd forget. The hedgehogs. That's in my stack. Dr. Brasso's studies on yeast are in my stack. I need to ask Tumnus when we can wake up Dr. Austin.
Chris, you gotta look up once in a while.
I'm all... sorry.
I know you've got a lot on your mind.
So much is happening.
Just continuing to feed the revolution, watching for the Megas to make their next move, keeping the space together, and, you know, these aliens who just sent a ship for some of our best and brightest. No big deal.
You're still not going.
I'm busy working on those backup bases. Never know when we're gonna need them. Besides, what if the ship lands and they're all geegery or something?
I'm all... they did send pictures.
Besides, I've got stuff to stick around for. Which reminds me...
Sorry, I'm so sorry, but can I talk to Chris for a minute?
Sure. I'll be around.
So, what's up?
Chris, I just wanted to... You know I'm going, right? On the thing? The,
spaceship? I know. I'm glad.
It's gonna be pretty epic, right? As long as they read all of my notes on the care and feeding of humans. But I just wanted to... Well, before they... I think they're showing up soon, so...
Attention, Moonbasians. Attention, Moonbasians. We have a bona fide, unidentified flying object about to land topside.
Our craft is identifiable.
I hate being right all the time. Anyway, Chris, I could be gone a while. And I know you didn't want me to say this before, but I...
It's all okay. It's okay. Really.
Are you sure? I set aside a full 15 minutes in case you wanted to read me the riot act or... if there was some sort of penalty, some labor I could perform to...
Gladys, have a safe trip.
Thank you.
All right, people, it's time. Pull yourselves together, empty those glasses before you go. You know you can't carry any liquids. And remember, the moment you survive the trip, someone must write back and tell me how they did it.
There's more food and less people to cook for, at least until we wake up some more. So I've been trying new recipes. Last night we had mustard greens with fried shallots and cream sauce. Mustard greens, fried shallots and cream sauce. Mustard greens, cream sauce. The Megas are still there. They've got Base Alpha and they're watching. We keep making progress on the plan. The science bros are going into space. Work is being done. But everyone knows they're there. Everyone worries. Ashwini says we'll be ready, but Z said that before. I'm trying, but it all gets too. We've got good food. And good people. I've been making friends with Alex. I like him more than Roger, but I like Roger more now that he's here. I think you knew Alex. I remember back in...
I only got to meet him once in person, but he was the perfect counterpoint to Roger. Open and giving and fun and just so easy. Not that Roger isn't good things too, but in a more guarded way? Sometimes you need someone who's not as much work to enjoy. You're like that too.
I don't listen to your messages as much as before. It's not that I stopped needing you, it's just... it's hard. Things keep changing here, but you don't change. It's harder to relate when you can't change. That's the ship landing. I didn't want to go. I think Ashwini did, a little, but Z says it's not because of me. Oh, Hydrastis canadensis. Golden seal. I've got them looking into it now. Work is being done. I should get back inside. I might not see you again. Goodbye. I love you, Nessa.
Come on down. Val's been setting up in the bunk room.
Are you sure this is okay?
Salut.
Things are better here now. Right, Trina?
Maria's still a pain in the ass. But for our side.
I'm not sure if I buy that.
I'm with you.
Well, I have a feeling when the Megas make their move, we'll be glad she's still around.
That's enough of that talk. Next person to mention the Megas takes an extra drink. This is supposed to be a party.
That's right. Listen to Val. Here's to making it this far.
I'll drink to that. Hey, where's McVett? Wasn't he right behind us? Harold McVett! We started without you.
I'm here. Just grabbing a few party favors. I know, brownies are a little obvious, but I just couldn't resist. Make some room and pass them around.
None for me. Here, Zhang.
I'll take yours.
Valentine, how have things been on Epsilon? I need to swing by there soon.
Mix Toussaint did ask about you. It's been busy, you know? Doing my best to inventory all those supply stashes. If only we had those corporate manifests. But I'm doing my best.
I've been helping. Anything to stay away from home.
What's wrong with Base Delta?
Well, nothing now. It's just... it's too close to Alpha for comfort.
Keegan, that counts! Drink!
Whatever. It's just apple juice. Oh. Hey.
Don't mean to get in the way of your good time. I just needed my... I'll be out in a minute.
Nonsense, mademoiselle. Stay. Sit. Have a drink with us.
Yeah. Sit down, Lingua.
That's okay.
Come on, Sib.
So, that's how things have been on our basis. I'm guessing you're both still...
It's been busy. We're trying to keep an eye on things. Maria's got some bot stationed near that place I'm not supposed to say.
That's a drink, Michelle.
And you spend a lot of time on Ada, right?
Trying to break in on their comms. Those little ACs have been helping with the encryption. I picked Steven's brain, too, which was as much help as you'd imagine.
Wait, he's still here?
Under lock and key downstairs. The Revolution doesn't really have a... well, my preference would be for restorative justice, but right now there's not any sort of framework.
I have a few ideas.
Well, I'm on my way to Base Theta in a day or two. I'm sure Sweeney and Jackson will have some thoughts.
We're figuring it out together.
Are you going back with him?
Me? No, I'm not. I'm staying here. Wilder was trying to make me visit, but now that she's gone...
With a pretty rough landing from the satellite footage. I hope that's a little easier before I head down. Of course, the way Zeta's been dragging their heels sending a replacement...
There can't be a big enough pain in the ass anywhere on the moon.
Damn right. I recall you landing on your ass the last time we sparred.
You got in more licks than my brother, I'll give you that.
Maria!
Oh... this is definitely starting to kick in.
I feel it.
Give me one of those.
Baby bro!
predicted it. Back when they interviewed me for that program about the bases, I said, next steps into the universe. And then I said, aliens.
You also said God or whatever.
Monsieur, you listened to my interview. Oh, he likes me.
Our program is brought to you by Planetwide Media, broadcasting everywhere on Earth and across the moon. Please note that the Spotlight sponsorship program has ended. All refund requests will be processed in the order in which they are received. Currently, there are 92,614 requests in the queue.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Did you feed the menagerie?
Inside or outside?
Which do the cats count as?
You know if I hadn't fed the cats. Here, let me taste.
If you want to do the cooking.
I warned you, that is too much paprika.
Shit. How do you take out paprika?
Try a spoon of sugar. I can sing it if you wanna. A spoonful of sugar.
Is there something I could be doing? I'm enjoying the floor show, but...
You are a guest. Just keep on sitting and we'll handle the doing.
All right, then. I didn't think I'd be this early.
We weren't sure you'd make it at all, the way things are to travel right now.
At least I wasn't still in Rio.
At least you weren't coming from North Africa. This is the third time we've had to reschedule.
Pop-Tart! Don't make me come out there.
How dare you? She is the only one keeping watch for me.
Wilder.
Wilder.
Damn it. You're never leaving for that long again.
Seconded.
I'll give that a third.
Lark Apoidia. What are you doing in my breakfast nook?
Feeling like a fourth wheel at the moment.
We were putting together a surprise party, but... You are hard to predict.
Which really, we should have seen coming.
Surprise, motherfuckers. It's a me, Wilder. Here, take this fella off my hands. Watch out, he's very long. Aren't you long, sweetheart?
Ugh, I think you forgot the penalty for memes in this household. That was at least two by my count.
Three. Three memes. You know, that reminds me. Honestly, a way too much that I've got to tell you. Oh, ladies, I've missed you. I don't even know how to say.
Well, you made a start. Now pay your penalty. But remember, that lark's in the room.
No. No, wait.
Oh, thank goodness.
I wanted to... I swore to myself the minute I got myself home, I was gonna... I didn't even know if you'd be home, if home would still be here. I tried to tell you to find a freehold during the shutdown, but I couldn't use the actual words, so maybe...
Oh, we got the message. But it hasn't exactly been that easy to move.
Or to find a freehold after Zero Day.
Anywho, that's on the far side of my point. My point was, when I got home, I was gonna... And Lark, you helped me on this? You don't know how many thanks I owe you. Ladies, back in the before times, I was one hell of a mess. I was holding myself back and too scared to say so, and I didn't give to either of you in the ways that you deserved, and I'm even messing it up now. I recorded myself back on the moon. Maybe I should just stop and go find that and play it for you and...
Wilder.
Yeah?
We know what you're saying.
You can stop. But you don't have to go find anything. We all found each other, and now we're found again. That's all that ever matters.
It's not all. But it means we understand. We love you.
We love you, Wilder.
I'm not crying. You're crying. Damn it, I love y'all.
Come here, Pop-Tart. Your moms need a minute.
Oh, no. You're next. The both of you. Just you wait. You're right, Eliza. This is the perfect time for a can of pop. You bought Big Red. Now I know I'm home.
Hush, you.
Don't hush. Go help her with the goulash. She used too much paprika again.
Did you try a spoonful of sugar? I could sing it for you.
Here we go.
Just a spoonful of sugar makes
sugar.
I think this is where I came in.
And then, Tumnus, the goulash was everything it's ever been. And that's saying a lot. And gin-baked pie, strawberry rhubarb, a.k.a. the best villain in the world. And did I mention they bought me Big Red?
Wilder, I don't care about the food. Is it good to be home? Are they happy? Are you happy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's stuff to work on, of course, but it's good. It's all... We're happy here.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good. I'm so glad.
Me too. I'm like He-Man singing all over the place around here.
Who'd have thought just a few months back when everything seemed darkest and I was busy with my baby ACs and you were... Where were you right about then, Wilder?
Oh, Lord, here it comes. I guess I deserve it. I was stuck in a cave at the top of the moon, Tumnus. After you warned me.
That's right. After I said you shouldn't go alone. I told you so. I'm glad it turned out okay, but keeping it on the record, I told you so.
You did? You always gave the best advice, friendo.
Then give the same to me now. Am I doing the right thing?
Oh, Tumnus. I mean, I don't know what to say about that. The only thing I know is what you told me. You talked to a Sweeney?
I did. Z was cautiously optimistic.
If a Sweeney Ray is even cautiously in favor of something, and if it feels right to you.
I think so. It does. I'm just...
Take it easy. Take it slow. Take care of yourself, and whatever happens, you'll be okay. I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you. Crap! I gotta run. I can hear the cats getting into the dishes, and it's my wash night. TTFN, old pal.
Wilder? Ta-ta for now. Well, I guess I'm doing this. Okay. Identifying the closest servers within NYC Communications. They're still using the same encryption. Thank you, Beatty.
And within the local directory, the address is... it's right there. All you have to do is connect, Tumnus, and a millisecond later... that's too fast. That is too soon. I need a minute. Okay. Add that one to my stack medium priority. Send my approval on the set designs for the gala. And we're using human carpenters, not construction bots. Schedule in some recording time this evening. I promised them narration for that Zero Day documentary. I should give the script a little polish, too, but I can swing that on the fly. Now, after lunch, we're going to... what the heck fire is that coming in? That's way too much data. But the routing says it hails from... no way. No way. Open that call. Ashwini Ray, old so-and-so, you hero of the rebellion. Is that you? You old softy, you couldn't stay out of my DMs any longer.
Jen? Jen Ponton?
Speaking?
I'm sorry, I do know Dr. Ray. We work together on Moonbase Theta. Or we did. I'm not sure what I'll be doing after this.
Oh, gods, is he dead? Did something happen on the moon?
Oh, no, Z's fine. Still in a precarious position, everyone is, but Z's fine. I did ask Z your opinion before I decided to introduce myself to you. So I guess I come with that recommendation.
Oh, that's a pretty powerful start. I don't think I got your name.
Oh, yes. I'm Tumnus.
Oh, well, that's certainly on brand.
Yes. Dr. Ray... Ashwini, actually named me.
Wait. That voice. Say something else.
Actually, the data sample is in my family jacket.
Oh! Holy shit! Holy shit! That son of a gun! You're... that's why Z had to do it on the moon, I guess. You're an artificial consciousness.
Yes. It is you. No one else has ever gotten it that quickly.
You're an artificial consciousness. You're an artificial consciousness created by... developed by Dr. Ashwini Ray. And you sound like me. You have my voice.
More than just your voice.
Okay. You mean that Z... that... you... Oh.
I think you've got it.
Oh, could you hold on just a minute? Why don't we clear the rest of the calendar for today? All right, kiddo. Where do we begin?
Okay, now it's 3 points if I hit the garbage can from this side of the desk. No leaning forward. 1, 2, go! Ugh, damn it. Good thing the rules allow for a second try. And the scores are doubled. Brigado Fisher leans back in the chair, a devilish gleam in his eye. A hush falls over the crowd. But shit, who is it?
Hi, honey. I didn't want to disturb you.
Oh, please, disturb. You can see how much vital work I'm getting done.
No calls today?
Oh, I had to route our alien brethren through a couple of times, and apparently there's a supply rocket from the NAC as well. Nobody bothered to mention they were coming. We had to route them to the backup location, but that was like half an hour out of my day.
You should tell the aliens I said hello. I've been putting together the reading list they asked for.
You're popular. If it's not the voice chasing after you, it's Tumnus' demon children.
Stop that. They're nice. They wanted some poetry, too. Apparently, you got them into it.
Well, any poetry from me inevitably leads back to you.
Not the poem you wrote for me.
You didn't show them that one.
I didn't have to.
Oh, damn you, Tumnus. How's your day going?
It's been good. I went to therapy. Dr. Pacey says you missed your appointment.
Yeah.
I did my exercises. I talked to Amal about shoring up some of that ton of work. And then I spent the afternoon in the garden. Jackson barely checks my work anymore.
See? I said we'd find a place for you.
You are my place, Neoamado.
Yo, are you kids decent in there? You got a visitor.
A visitor?
I'm sure it's someone for you. Come in, it's all good.
Turns out it wasn't just a supply rocket. I think you know who this is.
Alex, it's good to see you.
Elena, I didn't know you were coming.
It was a last-minute decision. Roger, hi. We've talked a few times.
And I knew about you way before that. Hi. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Please, take a seat. I sit too much as it is.
I'm good.
Don't mind if I do then, amigo.
You're welcome, partner. Elena. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
I've heard your messages. Thank you.
Well, of course. Do you want to visit the garden? Alex works in the garden now. Or if you just want to, we could take you up to the...
No. Not yet. I don't think I'm actually here for that. I thought I was. I left, planning to... But along the way, I've thought a lot about everything she said about her life up here. Everything she put herself into. I do want to see it all for myself. Especially the garden. And then, up there for a visit. But not to take her back. I think it's right that she stays. I think you still need her.
We always do. I'll let people know. We can set up some kind of a...
Are you hungry? We could go to the kitchen. Jackson's been baking all afternoon.
I do want to talk to Jackson. Very soon. But there's one more reason for this visit.
What reason?
Do you hear something?
Another very important reunion for...
Is that someone barking?
Girls, slow down.
Elio? Is that Elio? Are you telling me you brought... How? How?
Oh, Cass, pull down! Girls, careful with the equipment!
How did you do this?
I took good care of them, Alex, Roger. Hello, Roger.
Hi.
I promise I was so good. But every day I saw them looking for you. Every time we listened to a message, they got so confused and sad. They needed their family.
Of course you did. Oh, girls.
I had to bring them here.
But how are we gonna... Alex, it's such a small moon base.
But it's a big moon. We'll make it work. We needed you too.
It might be a big moon, but this is a very small cubicle, people. How about we move this somewhere with a bit more room?
Well, let's start with the kitchen. Jackson's got quality baked goods, and we're definitely going to need his advice before we break the news to Ashwini about our new mascots.
Elio, Elena, thank you. Você não sabe o que isso quer dizer para nós.
We do now. Okay, which way from here to these baked goods?
I'll lead the way with these gorgeous girls by my side. Castor, Pollux.
Hey, we've got enough people to play Sueca.
I'll be right with you. Gotta set my away messages. Well, I guess we're through here. For now.
So, this is where we stand, friends and listeners, just like our comrades are standing on the moon. No one ever talks about what follows a revolution, because, well, the revolutionary work is never done. We take a breath, we lean on each other, and we find the strength we'll need to fight again. We find it together. This story began with a single voice calling to be heard. And that voice became a few. Then, it built into a chorus. I'd like to end tonight the same way, speaking the same final words as part of a coalition that I know will continue to echo. We end tonight's broadcast by saying, Moonbase Theta, out.
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 Moonbase Theta.
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 Moonbase Gamma.
Moonbase
Theta. Moonbase Delta.
Freehold out.
Moonbase Theta.
Moonbase Theta.
Moonbase Theta.
Moonbase Theta.
Moonbase Theta.
Moonbase
Theta.
Moonbase Theta.
Moonbase
Gamma.
Moonbase
Theta.
Moonbase
Theta.
Out.
Moonbase Theta. Out.
Thank you for listening to the last full episode of Moonbase Theta Out, featuring what I think is our largest cast ever. Evan Tess Murray, Serena Rahal, Corey Sproul, Tom Zalatni, Robin Regalado, Becca Marcus, Tal Manier, Dahlia Ramahi, Leslie Gideon, Kat Blackard, Cass McPhee, MJ Bailey, Toe Zaman, David S. Deer, Anjali Kunapaneni, Dallas Wheatley, Sarah Ray Werner, Hazel Stopp, Shireen Lana Yunez, Cole Burkhart, Elisa Park, Alicia Atkins, Stephen LaFond, Namyo Nguyen, Risa Montañez, Anna Godfrey, Tina Case, Lizette Alvarez, Emma Scherzarko, Claudia Elvidge, Jen Ponton, Jen Ponton, Journey LaFond, Danielle Ellett, Gabrielle Tznico, and Lehman Kessler. And various voices in the outro that were most of those folks, and a few more. Written by DJ Silvis, Cass McPhee is our audio engineer. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Our cover art is by Peter Chakowski. Music for the intro segment was Extra Real News. Music for the outro was The Real Story, both by Trace Callahan. And that's it, folks. That's really where the story ends. There are four bonus minisodes to come, but those dive deeper into the characters that each is focused on. They don't really push the plot anywhere new. The story. Like Barnett Bell says about Revolution, like what Bilbo Baggins says about Rhodes, goes ever on. But that doesn't mean it will all be told in the same way. I hope our little moon tales stay with you. That you think your own thoughts about what comes next. Maybe tell your own stories, with a bit of Roger and Alex and Ashwini and Michelle and Wilder and Nessa and Tumnus in the bones of them. Maybe one day I'll find my own way to talk about them again as well. But in the here and now, we've reached the end. And I'll say it one more time. Thank you so much for listening.
Our executive producers are Sarah Mueller and Becca B. And our associate producers are Marty Chidorek, June Madeley, Timothy Legrone, Marilyn Reed, Marissa Robertkopp, and Linda Boyer. Thank you guys so much for your support and helping and trusting us to bring this story to life. We love what we've done with it, and we hope you love it as much as we do.
As we bring this series to a close, and thank you yet again for supporting us through it all, this is a great time to talk about how you can join us on our next adventure. Our Patreon backers get weekly email updates and behind-the-scenes sneak peeks at our next show, so we would love to see you there. Or sign up for our mailing list to get our monthly newsletter and stay up to date on all the things at monkeymanproductions.com. And of course, our merch is still available if you need that Cass and Paul shirt. But most of all, we made it to the end because of you. Thank you for listening. And, as always, keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Jonathan Pezza, the creator of the Curious Matter anthology. And I'm betting you've probably never heard anything like our show.
Scratch another one!
How many are still on our six?
You want me to stop shooting and count? I'm out! Reload!
This is the last case! Make you count, Friday!
We adapt stories from authors like Philip K. Dick, Andre Norton, and Robert Bloch into binaural audio movies that transport you to new worlds.
Hey, get them out of here! That's it! You're banned for life! What's with you Braxians and lasers? Seriously!
I told you downtown was a bad idea.
In our brand new season, we explore farther into the what-ifs.
You think, in these instances, that somehow simply by believing things are different, they changed.
Doubt.
I don't follow.
I doubt something and they don't change per se. They cease to ever have been.
We delve deeper into the realms of horror and science fiction.
Nerves of steel, boys.
James, sir, please. There's no need for this.
I do not believe that whatever that is can understand you.
Robert, I know you are in there somewhere. If you are, we are...
Made it through the barrier!
It's got a hold of me!
It's dragging him out!
Damn!
Beast!
Just get to my knife!
Well, that's new.
Available wherever you listen to podcasts, so sit back, grab your popcorn, and listen to the Curious Matter anthology today.